Did you crazy eights? Hello and welcome to the Rebellion Podcast. It used to be called the Imperial Senate. It was a pretty popular radio program to, you know, a select few. But now we redesigned the whole thing. It's now a podcast. It's available online. You can listen to it anytime you want. It's called Rebellion. My name used to be Darth Kyle, my slave name. But we've moved past Star Wars because we're all grown up. We're all adults now. And my new name is Kyle McLaughlin Ball. So just go around the table and introduce yourself.
May the force be with you. Hi, I am formerly Jackie the Hutt. Now, since all that Star Wars stuff happened, I've relinquished my name. My new name is Roland of Siliad.
I was formerly IG-89. But I've shed that name because I've grown up a lot. I'm now Sawyer's Gunstash.
When last we met, I was Darth Dutical. Now I'm Dutical Gracie. I have sort of moved on from Star Wars, and now I'm really into Japanese mixed martial arts fighting. May the Force be with you.
And we have a new guest today. We did have one really hardcore fan of the radio show. And he's here. He made his own website. He made his own T-shirts. Introduce yourself.
I'm kind of freaking out being here right now. I'm really excited to be here. My name is Corporal Bruce Thrawn, the younger brother to the much maligned Admiral Thrawn. I'm psyched to be here, guys. Great to meet you guys. Star Wars rules, right? All right. May the Force be with you.
Well, basically,
I'm sorry. Before we get started here, can you tell me at like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just because my kids are down in the car and I want to go down and make sure they get enough air.
May the Force be with you, but like, can you not bring your kids into the whole thing? Come on.
My wife made me take custody of the kids. I had to bring them.
Okay.
May the Force be with you, but they shouldn't be in the car. We should just bring the kids in here. It's not going to be a problem.
May the Force be with you. No, I don't want any kids in here.
The stuff we're talking about is not for kids anyway.
No, this is for adults.
May the Force be with you. Well, okay. We'll open the floor to you. Whatever topic you want to talk about, hit us.
Well, hey guys, this is a great summer. So for sci-fi, you know, we got a sci-fi fantasy. We got the new Star Wars miniseries coming out in fall. I'm really psyched about that. We got the new Star Wars on DVD from the LaserDisc cut. We got X-Men 3. Everybody see X-Men 3?
I gotta say something, you know, it's like X-Men 3 is for kids, man, and I'm sorry, let's talk about a movie that actually is gonna have some impact for adults, the Watchmen movie that's now in pre-production.
May the Force be with you. There is absolutely no chance that movie will be good. They're gonna butcher that. It's a classic story. You can't tell a 12-part miniseries in an hour and a half.
12-part miniseries.
May the Force be with you, but I mean, like, you know, I mean, cinema's a different medium, so time will tell. Okay.
May the Force be with you.
I feel like we're talking about stuff that I don't know too much about.
Roland,
I want to follow it. I hear the internet.
Just get on the internet.
I can't. You don't understand. Every time I try to get on the internet, one of my goddamn kids is in there looking at God knows what. They were on Consumption Junction the other day watching beheadings.
My father would always get me into a lot of stuff. My father got me into Star Wars, and my father got me into a lot of great comics. My dad helped me.
I mean, like, why don't you just be a real dad, okay? And take some responsibility for your kids, okay?
My dad was on disability for 7 years, and during that time, he introduced me to everything that's made me the person I am today.
May the Force be with you.
When I take parenting advice from you guys, that'll be the day.
Listen, we're responsible adults, man. You know? I've never missed a single episode of Lost, for example.
May the Force be with you. Lost is for grown-ups. I will say we need to all start dealing with reality, gentlemen. And I say that the wave of the future comes in Japanese mixed martial arts fighting. Real fights between real people. Nothing fictional, nothing fake, nothing pre-planned. Real fights. Yes, mixed martial arts.
May the force be with you.
Where's the mythos to that? Where's the story?
How about Count Koma goes to Brazil to help start a Japanese colony? While he's there, Gustav Gracie helps him. He teaches Gustav Gracie's four sons jiu-jitsu. Then he leaves. Mm-hmm. They modify it. They change it. The youngest son, Helio Gracie, is asthmatic, so he makes it all based around leverage instead of strength. And now, many years later, their sons, his son, Hickson Gracie, returns to Japan, starts kicking everybody's asses, using their own style against him. Nothing that they can beat. Sakuraba beat four of the Gracies using the Kimura armbar, the only move that Helio Gracie was ever beat by the judo master Kimura. Merkel Krokop is a senator in Croatia, and in his spare time he kickboxes. That's not a story. Fuck you, man. Get off your fucking high horse. That's a story.
Make the force with you.
Finally, somebody puts Roland of Cilia in his place. Thank God, I'm so glad I'm not the only one who thinks this guy's a complete joke.
We have another topic we can discuss. As we all know, MC Chris has been assassinated. We all saw the footage. Oh, it was disgusting. Oh, it was disgusting. You know, we're all
it was
depressed.
Up on Consumption Junction. I just watched it the other day.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
You know, as you guys know, I like to do a lot of fan fiction for my favorite show, Lost. And sorry, this is Sirius Gunstash, by the way. And, you know, I wanted to let you guys know I just wrote a new episode of Lost, where MC Chris is a cameo.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
Thank you. Sawyer and Jack were on the beach, right? And then out of the water comes MC Chris, and they're like, "Who are you? Who are you?" He's like, "I'm MC Chris." And he looks up, and there's this golden bird.
May the force be with you.
This golden bird. They fly to America. Sawyer, Jack, and MC Chris. And they land in Central Park, and MC Chris does a concert with Paul Simon.
May the force be with you.
That sounds made up.
Yeah, it's made up. I wrote it, man.
No, it sounds like you just made it up just now.
Sorry, this is Sirius Gunstash.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you, man. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, what is that? What
your wife left you, man.
May the force be with you. We agreed that it would be easier for everybody if we were separated.
This is Grand Corporal Bruce Thrawn. I think it's actually appropriate to have MC Chris on Lost. You know, I think there's a lot of mystery surrounding him. I think he was trying to send a message, you know, as he was dying.
I've heard a lot of stuff about this. May the force be with you.
What I've heard is that MC Chris, this is why he was assassinated, from what I heard. He was friends with J.J. Abrams this last year, because J.J. Abrams is a huge MC Chris fan. J.J. Abrams told him the end of Lost. MC Chris was going to put the end of Lost, reveal him as a new album.
I heard that MC Chris was, he's huge in Japan, and I've actually heard that they're planning tributes to him that are going to rival the tributes they did after Ricky Dozan was stabbed. May the force be with you.
I saw the morgue photo of MC Chris on Rotten.com. Man. It's bad.
Yeah,
like, I saw it too. Really,
you know, bad. What though, man? I don't really think you're fit to talk about this anyway, because, I mean, you have that stupid Lost theory about the Yankees jerseys, retired numbers, man.
It's not my theory. That's true.
It's not true.
That's true. All the numbers, the secret numbers, are all numbers of retired Yankees.
Yeah, of course.
I think we can all agree that the island is being manipulated by psychics that control electromagnetivity, right? And they're all in a bunker, and the secret cadre of empaths is all the retired Yankees.
Thank you for listening to the Rebellion. This is Kyle the Cock and Balls. There's going to be a lot of these. Keep going.
What about 42?
Be with you.
What about the